there, twinkling little stars of joy, and tiny but mighty galaxies. By that, I mean kids. How are you? I hope you all are fine, because that's what all kids are meant to be. If you still doubt that, let me tell you a story which would make you feel better. So, let's begin. The story's name is Shipwood Model Maker. The Shipwood Model Maker. There was once an area in the seas where there were many islands. One of the islands was biggest of all islands and had 50 villages in it. Yes, that's right, 50 villages in it, 50. Other islands alongside it had one or two villages each. In the biggest island, there was one village where lived the Shipwood Model Maker. He earned modestly through his work of making wood models of ships. Ships used to come there from mainland and dock to their island to trade goods. Most of the goods consisted of grocery items. Since unloading grocery items took time, as it was all done manually through hand or wheelbarrow, the Shipwood Model Maker used to take advantage of this and would enter ships with paper and pencil. He used to draw the interior and exterior of the docked ships to perfection on his paper. It used to take him some time to do that, but he had all the time in the world, as ships used to be docked there for more than 12 hours, usually docking there for whole night. So, in the night, he used to draw sketches of different ships, and in the day, he used to work on making their wood models. He used to sleep only for some time, and that too during the day. His wood model making work was hard, but he used to like doing it. He loved kids. Once, he puzzled the kids by showing the ship model was inside a glass bottle whose mouth was too small to fit in the ship. So, the kids were dumbstruck seeing this. He enjoyed seeing the weird and funny faces that the kids made while trying to understand how this happened. After having fun with this, he told them secret of it that he had not put the model of ship in the bottle, but first made the model ship and then asked a glass blower to make a bottle of glass around the ship. Then children understood and they smiled at the magic trick and felt happy. He was a lover of kids. He used to receive great praises from the parents that their kids were very fond of him and liked him a lot. He used to be happy hearing that and carried on with his work. The other reason why kids were happy with him was because he used to send kids special treats. What these treats were is yet to know. He also loved the kids of the villages on neighboring islands. To show this, what he used to do was make ship models having small coal engines in them. Now, since there was no driver in the model ships, he would put a measured amount of coal in the coal tank, which, through gravity, fell slowly into the burning chamber of the engine, causing it to produce steam. And thus, the engine thereby running moved the ship model forward. In these models, he attached candies, chocolates, and some toy presents and sent to the kids of the neighboring islands. The kids knew that during Christmas, they got presents from the ship wood model maker. So, they would wait on the shores near their houses and used to see the model ships coming. They would pick them up, take them, play with them, and relish them. By meaning relish them, I meant relishing the candies and the chocolates. The shipwood model maker was the talk of the town. Wherever he went, kids would surround him and ask him to play with them, which most of the times he did and enjoyed a lot. So, sometimes there would be storm in the seas, but no harm used to happen. It so happened once that 20 children had gone on a boat in the sea to just enjoy the sea. By that time, the storm was building, which they were unaware of. This storm was something that nobody had seen before. Winds were gusting more than 100 miles an hour, and no small boat could survive that. Thus, it was looking dangerous for the kids that had went on a ride on a small boat in the sea. The wood ship model maker knew that today things can get out of hand. So, he started preparing for it. He picked a 50 wooden model ships and filled the inbuilt steam engines with coal. Now, he was worried that kids had not returned to the island and it was time for them to be back. Also, it was getting dark. Then, parents who were waiting alongside the shore for their kids saw the boat on the horizon, which was about 10 miles from the shore still. All were hoping that kids will make it back on their boat. But suddenly, in the storm, there was a lightning bolt. So strong it hit the boat on which the children were coming back home that the boat suffered a crack. Parents got frightened. They did not know what to do. Some parents wanted to take boats themselves and get to their kids, but it was too risky. Suddenly, the wood chip model maker came from behind. He shouted and said, "I need help picking up my model ships to bring children back home safely." And people listened to him and helped him. What he did was this time he had overpowered the engines with more but tolerable amounts of coal to speed them up. He put calculated amount of coal in the model ships just enough to reach the kids who had caught their boat sinking. Since the model ships did not have gravity in them, so they were just like logs of wood that would not sink even in the storm. Then he attached big orange flags on both sides of Y-axis of the model ships, which were easily visible from distance. He then started the engines up and put them in the sea towards the children's sinking boat direction. 50 model ships that he had caught were put in the sea and directed towards the sinking boat's direction, hoping that at least 20 would reach their destination and save kids. Meanwhile, the storm was losing its strength. The rain had stopped, but the winds were very strong. Too dangerous still to go in the water. He then told the people to bring lots of wood from their home. The people did what they were told to do and brought lots of wood from their homes. He then put a big fire alongside the shore with the woods he got so that kids could see it. As it was night and it is difficult to navigate at night without a reference point, so the kids that were on the sinking boat saw orange flags coming near them, and when they came more closer, they saw that they were model ships sent by the wooden ship model maker. They rejoiced seeing this. The boats were of sufficient length and buoyancy so that they could sit on them and float. Kids were overjoyed to see this and jumped quickly from their sinking lightning-struck boat and sat on the model ships. Ships were far from their reach, but all kids somehow managed to grab one each and sit on them. But to row 10 miles through hand was difficult. So the ship model maker, who was smart, had attached a water turbine to each of them and had attached a rotating crank arm to turn them, which the kids had to rotate to propel ship forward. The kids found this out as they were meddling with the crank arm, and they started turning it to propel their model ships. Then one of them saw that the fire the wood model maker had lit up, and they all cranked the boat and steered it to the fire's direction. About in an hour, all of them reached the shore safe and sound. Everybody, including the kids, thanked the ship wood model maker. And next time, they became more cautious to go to the sea. Thank you, kids. Bye-bye, 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 bye-bye.